remain standing for the reading of God's Word.
It is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. And then the page turned. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So we're going to try something a little different today. So bear with me if I trip over anything or I run into Aaron's little table here. And if I seem a little nervous, it's because I feel pinned in up here. So it's quite evident that this is not my comfort zone. And this past week, there were several areas where my comfort zone was tested. Because you see, there's things that I don't really like doing, but I do them anyway. How do I do this? Because this is being taped and I know people are listening that are outside this church. So, I sit on a committee. And this past week, we met. And during that committee meeting, we meet with and interview local pastors. And it is our job to discern whether or not that person might be called to ministry, or if they are doing as they're supposed to be doing. And sometimes it is nerve-wracking, not only for us, but also for the candidates that are sitting in front of us. And so it's something that I've been asked to do, and I do it because I feel like that's what God has called me to do. But that doesn't mean that it's any easier. So I have to be honest with you. Yesterday was Love's Outreach. How many of y'all know what Love's Outreach is? Okay, so not every hand went up, so we need to educate more on Love's Outreach. Mr. Daniels. So going to something for the first time, it's a little awkward. But I'll tell you that it was one of the best times I've had in ministry, being with those folks out there at Cherokee Shores. And I'm telling you this because our scripture text today talks about getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of that box that we get comfortable with. So we had this Jew who was traveling from one area to another, and the path to go there is not the greatest path to take because it was notorious for armed robbers and thieves and murderers. They would hide within the rocks of this wilderness-type trail and wait for unsuspecting travelers, and then they would jump them, mug them, kill them, whatever they needed to do. So this gentleman, we're going to call him Aaron. Aaron had been attacked and left for dead. And along comes a Levite. We're going to call him Larry. I bet Lance thought I was going to say his name. So Larry comes along and he sees Aaron right there. And instead of helping a fellow brother, he does this. He keeps walking. You see, Larry, being a high priest, was more than likely on his way to the temple. And the law states that if you come in contact with anything or anyone that's dead, you are unclean for 7 days. And so, because of that uncleanliness and the fact that he was going to the temple for his time period as the head priest, he didn't want to take a chance on it. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. You see, in reality, Aaron didn't fit the criteria in order to be rescued. And we sit here and we read Scripture and we think, yeah, that's a great story. Get a little angry at Larry because he did that. But you know, we're no different than that back then. As the church, you see, we have a lot of Levites. We have a lot of Larrys in our congregations today. We talk about how we want to grow the capital C church. And when I say capital C church, that takes out denomination. We want to grow the church. We want to save everybody. But when that opportunity comes, if they don't fit into this perfect little box of what we imagine they should be like, then we try to pass on the other side. We try to ignore that. We try to say, well, and you can be skeptical of what I'm saying, but I've seen it. Preacher, we want our church to grow. Every congregation tells you that when you go in there. Every person in the congregation will tell you, we want our church to grow. But here's the criteria that they must meet in order for them to become part of God's kingdom. Larry saw that this guy was not in a position or looked like or whatever the case may have been for him to render aid. So he turned his head and walked on and hoped that no one was there to see. Because you see, we tend to think that God only wants the perfect. If God only wanted the perfect, boy, would you be in trouble. And then along comes a priest, a preacher. We're going to call him We're going to call him Pearl. That way I can be, what's that called? Non-discriminatory. So Pearl comes along and sees Aaron there, and he's walking along and he sees this thing. You ever been someplace and you saw something and you kind of bear down and look real hard to see what it is? I've seen you do it at Walmart. You come around the corner about the time the preacher comes around the corner, and you go, "Oh, that's the preacher." And we all practice it, the duck and turn. And we pray that he didn't see us. So Pearl's going along and looking and, wow, what is that? Oh, that's a person. Nice rock today. Oh, I hope I don't end up like he did. I'm getting out of here quick. You see, Pearl's issue was Pearl didn't want to get involved. And Pearl figured if I ignore it, it'll go away. Any of y'all ever had that? Ever had that happen to you? Have you ever been the one that said, if I don't pay attention to it, it'll go away? You see, Pearl thought, oh, I feel so sorry for Aaron. He's on his own. See you, buddy. It's always somebody else's responsibility. Yet we have pearls in our churches and our societies today. We don't want to get involved. And so we hope and we pray and we think that somebody else will take care of what's going on. So many times ministry in the church, when it deals with those that don't fit in, we think that's a great ministry. Chris would be good at doing that job. I'll just sit over here on the sideline and I'll criticize everything he does. Right? I mean, we've either been in that position or we've been in the position of criticizing somebody. We don't have a problem giving our opinion and we don't have a problem telling people what they need to do in that ministry, but we're not going to get involved because that's not for me. That's going to cause me to get out of my little comfort zone. That's going to force me to do something that God has called me to do that I didn't tell him was on my list. Have you ever wondered how to make God laugh? Tell him what plans you have for your life. So Pearl passed on the other side because Pearl didn't want to get involved. And there's so many pearls in the church today that we don't want to get involved unless it is a way to criticize those that are doing the ministry or, more importantly, criticize the preacher. Since I'm new here, I'll go ahead and tell you. You can criticize me all you want. I don't care. I ain't here to please you. Then, Cephas. Cephas comes along just bebopping down the road, minding his own business, having a good day, and he sees Aaron and, oh, there's somebody there that needs help. Out of all of the people that Jesus brought up in this parable. He was the only one that had every right in the world not to stop. Because you see, the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. They would pray for death on each other. That's how much there was dislike. So Cephas had every right to say, better you than me, buddy. See you on the other side. But Cephas had a passion. He felt for Aaron in his heart. And he stopped. And it didn't matter that he was a Jew. It didn't matter that he was dressed different. It didn't matter that Aaron was not the smartest guy in the world to come marching down through there and take that chance. It didn't matter. What mattered was this is a human being that God has created and they are in need and I am here to help them. You see, Cephas didn't care about what anybody thought about him. Because Cephas loaded Aaron up on his donkey or horse, took him into town, set him up in an inn, and paid his bills. And then told the innkeeper, if it costs more than this, when I come back in next week, let me know how much I owe you, and I'll take care of it then. Thank God there are Cephases in our churches today. Those that hear the call of God on helping someone that is in need and not worrying about whether or not they fit into the criteria of being a Methodist or being a Christian or being whatever. It's the fact that God has put that person in their path and they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that they answer that call. One of the most awesome things about being a Christian is that we have been called by God. So I thought about that for just a minute. And as I thought about it, I thought about this. What if in 2018 that was me or it was you or it was you or it was you or it was you laying there dying needing someone to save us. And Jesus came down the road. Which one of the three would you be praying that Jesus was? Would it be Larry? Who would look on you and say, no, it's not worthy. Do you wish Jesus had been Pearl? Hang in there. Somebody's coming. I'm going to go call 911. Or would you rather Jesus be Cephas? Who didn't care what you looked like? Who didn't care what you had been through in your life? Who didn't care how much sin you were in, but was willing to sacrifice his life to save yours. We've all been there. We've been that Jew on the side of the road dying. And Jesus came along and saw that we were worthy enough to be rescued. So much so that he was willing to die on the cross. That we might live. So I guess the way that I would close this today is in this manner. As you go through your life, through the days, this next week, the weeks, the months, the years, the la-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you're traveling down that road that you know is not the greatest road in the world. And you're standing strong in your faith in Jesus Christ. And you see a brother or sister over there on the side of the road. I pray today that you're not labeled Larry the Levite or Pearl the Priest, but Cephas the Samaritan. Because if we truly call ourselves Christians and we truly say we follow in the footsteps of Christ, there's no other way to approach that situation than to do what Christ did for you. Yeah, sometimes it's going to be a little awkward. Sometimes we're going to be tugging at our shirt.
Yes.
And we can come up with every excuse not to. But always keep in mind, Jesus didn't have to save us. But he did because he loved us. So be the example of Christ today and offer that rescue, that help, that assistance for somebody that's dying on the side of the road. Bow in prayer with me.